The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Well, what's good, everybody? It is Friday, October 22nd. Welcome into the Early Edge, your daily sports betting show of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it is not close. Man, do I feel good today. And I know I look good, just like our recap does. Look at all those green check marks. I love it. Also, the gym hit yesterday. The Maestro 3-0. Now, normally, yes, I know you're looking at my fantastic new Early Edge shirt. The link is in the bio at our Twitter page, I believe, so you can get your own. But I'm a little disappointed. I would have given out a winner for Maestro going 3-0. I would have given out a winner for the gym. But you guys forget about our perfect parlay contest. All you got to do is go into our best bet or in the comments section, put in a best bet every single day. If you hit and one of our cappers goes at least 2-0 or the gym hits, you're eligible. If you would have done it yesterday, you would have been the only winner. Don't forget about how you can win a year-long membership to Sportsline. Now, let's bring in the stars of the show because they are what make this show what it is. Well, not AB, but we still love him anyway. AB, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I appreciate it. I'm going to get to a Bass Pro Shops here in just a little while. So, I'm going to start my shift up there.
Full disclosure, I got the package yesterday, and it was made out to Diva Coach. And then I pulled this gorgeous shirt out of it, and I was like, AB, that son of a gun. But it wasn't you. It wasn't you.
Wasn't me.
Oh, gosh. Much respect, though, to whoever did write Diva Coach on that. Now, Alabama is far from being a diva. She doesn't have any demands other than only red M&Ms in her dressing room. But that's it. Allie, good morning.
Good morning. I was happy to see that Capitals play hit last night, and they had a nice, easy 4-1 win.
That's what you do. This is exactly what you do. I tell everybody, if you're not following Allie in hockey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, you're probably following the Maestro in football because you went perfect yesterday too, sir.
Good morning, guys. It was a fun game last night. I'm still just wondering why Pat Shurmur decides, let's run Melvin Gordon Ryan right into the line on first down. Let's do it again on second down. Let's set up Bridgewater for third and long. And then finally in the second half, they stop doing that and they get going.
Yeah, but it was a little bit too little, too late, and our man M Squared cashed the Browns last night, and we were very, very happy about that. All right, let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And AB, I'm coming to you first, and you're talking Bucks against the spread. Talk to me.
Yep. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are double-digit favorites this weekend against the Chicago Bears at home, and I did some digging here, and you know what? The Bucs only against the spread wins this season have come as double-digit favorites, 2-0. When they're not double-digit favorites, 0-4 against the spread. And I dug a little deeper. We talk about Tom Brady and his 0-11 against the spread, you know, in primetime games. Well, look, the man is 23-7 against the spread as a double-digit favorite since 2015. And with 8 days rest, he's won 9 straight games, covered 8 straight games. And in those 2 double-digit against the spread wins this year, both games, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
What do we always say, AB? What do we always say? Well, you got something, Maestro? Are you jumping
in right now? I just want to chime in on that game because Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks both did not practice again yesterday. Robert Quinn is on the COVID reserve list. You're going into a Tampa defense that you cannot run against, which is what the Bears have been relying on. I may or may not have a pick on this game up at Sports.
You may or may not. All right. Now, let's move on to our next storyline today. And when you look at the AFC West, you better bring it strong or don't bring it at all. Maestro, what do you got?
It's just amazing to me how quickly things have changed. You know, the Chiefs were 2-3 and 2 games behind the Chargers, and the plus odds were there, but now they got right a little bit in Washington. The Chargers get demolished. The Broncos have tanked. And the odds now are Chiefs plus 110 to win the division. They're the favorites again. The Chargers plus 135. And nobody's giving the Raiders any credit. Plus 750. They're 4-2. They're tied with the Chargers. They're 4-2. They are plus 750. The Chiefs have that big game in Tennessee. But if they can get by that, and we saw A.J. Brown having some issues again with his illness, if they can get by that, they host the Giants the week after. So that's an automatic win for the Chiefs.
Yeah, Brown seems like there's something really bad going on there. If you follow his Twitter, I don't know what's going on there, but hopefully he's going to be okay. All right, a little bit of housekeeping. You guys know how busy we are. If you're not a member of Sportsline yet, the membership is growing in leaps and bounds because it's all about the cappers, the analysis, everything. So I'm going to do you a solid. Use a promo code EDGE right here, right now. I'll give you 30 days for free. You can try it out and have access to the site and everything that we talk about every single day. And you want to know how much content is attached to Sportsline? Hey, jeweler, throw up our schedule for the next 4 days. We have you covered morning, noon, and night. Later today, 2 p.m. Eastern time, our prop special. And you know that Prop Stars kills it with Dave Richard every single Friday. Of course, I host that. Sunday, 2 one-hour shows, 12 p.m. Eastern, 7:20 Eastern time. We break down every single game on the board. And then, of course, Monday, we count down to Monday Night Football. Follow our YouTube channel. Follow us at Sportsline. It's the only way you can be eligible for a year-long memberships when you give them out right here on the show. All right. Now, coming off a really good day yesterday. But what does the maestro always say? It's on to the next. It's on to the next. So, Allie, we're not going to rest on your winner from yesterday. No. But I know you got something for me today. Alabama, the floor is yours.
All right. So for today, I'm going to go with the Stars on the money line, and that's minus 150 versus the Kings. They've gone 2-2 in the four games they've played so far, and all of those have been on the road. So they'll have a nice little edge with their home opener today. The Kings are 1-2, and they've lost their most recent game on the road to the Preds. Tonight, we should have Peterson and Holtby starting for goalies. And honestly, both of them have done quite well. Just basing it off last year's stats, I would kind of give the edge to Peterson. But I think just based on how Holtby's been playing with the Stars, I think he's going to be a good fit. And neither of them have allowed more than 2 goals in either of their starts. But I do think Dallas will just kind of come out to show off because it will be their home opener and they haven't really performed that great. So I think against the Kings is a really good position for them to get a win today.
The only thing that scares me is that Maddie Severance is also backing you on this play at Sportsline. That scares me.
Does this scare never mind. I don't like that play anymore.
She goes, I'm taking it off the board. It's no longer an official play. Now, I have to stop the show just very, very quickly. And I apologize. I just got a text from the bosses. Can't make this up. I just got a. It said, bosses making boss moves, diva. I swear to God, I just got that. Now, it also says, make the pick you're supposed to make on the show. I apologize. I refuse to make the Sportsline pick that we were going to give out because this is the play. And it's official. I'll give it out because I don't want to get fired. And I didn't know I was going to get texted in the middle of the show. Colorado State at Utah State under 58.5. Now, I know last night on Sportsline, Arkansas State had an under 70 lock of the year if you played that. So Colorado State, Utah State under 58.5. I refuse to do it, but apparently I can't do that anymore. So that's an official play. Now let's get the show back on track. Speaking of college football tonight, AB, talk to me.
Coach, that's a lovely under you had right there. I like that. Well done.
Shut up.
Tonight, we're going to go Memphis minus 2 at UCF. Look, UCF's 0-5 against the spread this season. They haven't covered, in fact, in 2 years off a loss against a conference rival. Their head coach, Gus Malzahn, actually left last week's game early dealing with the birth of his granddaughter. And you saw Memphis last week have a really nice get-right game against Navy. I think that they come in Friday night, pounding UCF, take that minus 2. Also, for Allie, just a little nugget that I found. Alabama plays Tennessee this weekend. This is a true story. Tennessee hasn't beaten Alabama since the iPhone was invented. So do with that what you will. True story.
Some of the nuggets you come up with are crazy. Allie wasn't even born when the cell phone was invented. My goodness.
Was it the iPhone? Say iPhone or cell phone?
Maybe. iPhone.
Either one, you weren't born yet. Either one.
Yeah, I was with the iPhone.
That's probably true. All right. AB, you seem like the type of guy that's probably never called in sick a day in your life. Am I right?
Never once.
Maestro, you seem like a guy that you're a grinder, right?
Rare. It's been,
Yeah, it's been, Allie, I mean, you're in med school, right? I mean, you go to class every day, right? No, you show up.
Not in med school.
Well, you know, you're in the medical field. You're in the medical field. I mean, not anymore. You're a top capper for us. But my point is that we don't call in sick here on this show. When you're supposed to show up, you show up. But apparently Jay Smooth, little under the weather today, little sick today. We said, Coach, can you give out my play on the show, please? Can you give out my play? So because I'm a professional and I don't throw people under the bus. Oh, I guess I just did. But we're going to go Astros -111 to close it out tonight. And in addition to that play, if you watched our futures episode with my man, John Bowman, we've got the Astros. Let's close out that series tonight and win 2-1. And Jay Smooth, eat that chicken noodle soup and enjoy it. All right. We've come to the time of the show. He's our anchor. He's our heartbeat. He is the man. Maestro, what do you got?
Coach, I'm just getting an image of, you know, Jay Smooth finally waking up groggy, not feeling well, turning on YouTube, watching the video, and then having you take him down like that. But anyway, no, feel better, Jay Smooth, seriously. I have 7 plays up for the NFL. I know a lot of people saying it's a bad card this week. I really like the card this week. I've got 7 plays up, but I'm going to give out my second one that I had the Bengals yesterday. I'm going to talk about the Colts +4. I really like this spot. I know the 49ers are off a bye. I know Jimmy G's coming back. But how about left tackle Trent Williams has not practiced at all. And I think Jimmy G, coming back from injury himself, would appreciate having his left tackle. And that is in serious doubt right now. Trey Lance is going to be out. And that matters a lot when you talk about short yarders and the versatility they can do, you know, on fourth down with him coming in and running the ball. So those are 2 strikes against the 49ers. And I just think the Colts have turned it around. This offense looks good. 83 points the last 3 games. Carson Wentz, 6 TDs, no interceptions the last 3 games. He's healthy. They're averaging 4.7 yards on the ground. And the last thing is just Kyle Shanahan at home as a favorite. And first of all, they're 0-2 at home this year, but as a favorite, laying over a field goal, 5-12-1. This is going to be a great game. It's going to be a close game. I'm taking 4 points.
I love this play. The Colts starting to quietly flex their muscles a little bit. Carson Wentz playing pretty good football. I love this play. Now, we're getting a lot of reaction to Jay Smooth, guys. We're getting a lot of reaction to Jay Smooth. My man, Aaron Thomas, says Chick-fil-A doesn't let you miss days, right, AB? Stand out in that rain and take those orders.
Oh, that's exactly right. Look, not only Chick-fil-A, but then the Bass Pro Shop. Somebody's got to feed these fish, right? Like, so, we got to feed the fish in there. So,
well, my man Tom has the line of the day. The line of the day. And it says, even Maddie's dog Snoopy was on the show when it was sick. That is true. It came on. It came on, gave a pick, and then threw up. That's dedication to the show. Thank you, Snoopy. Snoopy teaching Jay Smooth some things. All right. Boy, we're having fun this morning. All right, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. Alabama's on the stars tonight. Moneyline -150. And oh, I didn't even notice that, Allie. So certainly the juice tonight is
worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is. AB on Memphis -2. Jay Smooth, Astros -111. Maestro, a little Colts +4. 1 play from Sportsline against my better judgment. Colorado State, Utah State under 58.5. Hopefully the bosses are happy. Then the gym, it cashed yesterday. Can we do it 2 days in a row? Boy, this one's juicy. +576. We're going to go Arsenal, Aston Villa over 2.5 goals. My favorite bet in a soccer game is that. Red Sox, Astros over 9 tonight. They have been cashing like crazy with the over in that series. And then we're going to go with AB Memphis -2. You put all 3 of those things together, +576. Thank you once again for making this show what it is, for making this brand what it is. Don't forget later today, 2 p.m. Eastern time in your feed right now. Live, turn on those notifications. Week 7. NFL preview. Week 8, college football mega preview. Also, Bellator, UFC with our new guy, Andrew Gombas. All of that is in your feed right now. So go check it out. Knowledge is power. All right, We only got one thing left to do. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets with this gorgeous brand new t-shirt straight to the pay window for Alabama, for AB, for the Maestro, the Jeweler, the entire group, the entire crew. Tell your friends, the only show of record that you love, you have fun, and you cash the tickets. You know the name. We like to call it the Early Edge. Good luck.